It's commonly known that an individual or business entity can't have a license at more than one tier in the three-tier system. But I found a bar that is also a distillery, and it's the only one that I know of. And if you want to hear about it, then stick around. All right, today we have a very special guest, David.
Yeah.
I've been on your show
3 years ago.
But you've not been on my show, I don't think,
no,
right?
It took me 3 years to get here, but
to
I'm here.
To get here, yeah. I'm here. So tell the people who you are, what your show is.
David, I'm a Texan, and I love cigars. That's my phrase on the Texas Cigar Roadshow. We do mostly cigars.
Yeah.
But we do have a section where we do cigar pairings. Mm-hmm. So, guy Dave Yancey, he's a bourbon steward, sommelier. So I kind of rely on his expertise more in the bourbon world, even though I enjoy it and I'm learning tons. But we focus mainly on cigars and then cigar pairings with bourbon, whiskeys, tequila, whatever.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were able to make it out today.
Thanks for inviting me.
For those of you at home, a pretty girl took a full-time job. And she has a real big girl job now, and she will be gone during the time that we normally film. And so we might be getting a certain somebody back on the show on a regular basis. We're going to be seeing about that. But don't worry, pretty girl's not gone. We are still going to be doing midweek episodes together. But we have invited some special friends to come and record with us today. So you're going to see some new faces. Before we get too far into it, though, we should thank our patrons. So this content would not be possible without the support of patrons. Everybody whose name's on the screen right now are contributing at the top three levels, but we have levels for all budgets. And if you want to find out more about how you can support the show and its mission, you should stick around to the end. So you heard in the intro that I'm talking about a place that is licensed as a bar and also as a distillery.
Right.
And there's something called Tide House laws that are basically laws that have been put into place at the federal level. And also, most states have Tide House laws that say that you can't tie two tiers together, basically.
Okay. Okay.
And what they're trying to do is make sure that no one has any undue influence over the market.
Okay.
Right. And so, as you can imagine, if, for instance, one of the really large distilleries bought one of the largest wholesalers in an area and then purposely told all of their staff to focus exclusively on their products to the exclusion of others, that would create an unfair competition situation in the market. And as a result, because in the three tiers, you have the producer who has to be licensed as a distilled spirits plant and they have a DSP license. Then you have your wholesaler slash distributor.
Right.
And then you have retailers. And in the state that this took place in, which is Louisiana, the it's a three-tier state. So bars and restaurants and liquor stores get all of their products from a wholesaler. Okay.
Okay.
And so what I encountered was really, really super interesting when I went out there because, one, I didn't think it was possible for somebody to have both a distilled spirits plants license and a license as a bar. Now, I know what you're thinking. You've gone to a bunch of distilleries and they sell cocktails and they sell this and they'll say this, they sell that. However, most of the time, every product that they sell is a product that they own and manufacture.
Okay.
Okay. And most states allow producers to be able to sell their own product on site, either by the pour, in cocktails, whatever.
Okay.
What is unique is to be able to sell other people's products, right?
Right.
And so I have, I've seen some examples of this. Like if you go to instance of Bardstown Bourbon Company, they have the vintage spirits law there and they have vintage spirits that you can buy pours from. And I think that they may have some other products that they don't make there. And I've always been kind of curious about it. And I've always assumed that maybe the person that had the bar license was probably not the entity that also held the distilled spirits plant's license, mm-hmm. that there may be some sort of operating agreement or whatever. I don't really know for sure. Or maybe they're using the same knowledge and understanding that this gentleman did to be able to have both, and I just don't know that. But I was able to ask this individual detailed questions. So basically what happened is I have a new wholesaler in Louisiana called Wines Unlimited, and they're a licensed wholesaler. And they actually have an interesting Tide House situation going on themselves, because Wines Unlimited also has a retail liquor store license for Martin Wine and Spirits. And the reason why they're able to hold both licenses is because they were legally operating before Tide House laws were passed.
Hmm. Okay.
And so when they passed the laws, they were given kind of, they're still under scrutiny to make sure that they're not doing anything to unfairly, you know, burden any of the brands that they're supposed to represent. But they are able to do both.
This is what, I'm standing here trying to take all this in,
mm-hmm.
okay? I enjoy bourbon, whiskeys, and everything, but when you guys start talking about Tide laws,
uh-huh.
you know, and this and the tiers and this and that, it's like, you know, I understand kind of some of it,
uh-huh.
but most of it's like just
right over your
top.
Head.
Because I enjoy this juice, mm-hmm. I enjoy different ones, but getting into the history like you guys do,
yeah,
and understanding just how it's all done and what needs to be done and just everything that you were talking about, that to me is just. I don't follow any of that.
Yeah.
I'm just still trying to learn about this stuff.
Well, that's fair. And in all fairness, some of our episodes are for the nerdier side of the whiskey enthusiast world. And this might be one of them. I honestly thought that what this guy was doing was totally illegal. So when I figured out that it wasn't, I was like, wow, how do you do this? And he was able to answer questions. So the backstory was he starts this quaint little bar. It's got an amazing bourbon selection. And they're also a barbecue restaurant. And they have some unique Cajun twists on some of the items on the menu. They're a full service bar. So they have all of the brands that you can think of.
Okay.
And it's a pretty extensive collection. But they also have a distilled spirits plants license. And they literally have a cage that holds their barrels that's on their back dining patio area. And that is their distillery.
Wow.
That is legally licensed to operate on the location of their bar.
Wow.
And so when I was asking him, like, how on earth did this happen? He basically said that there was a loophole in the law that allows you to do it, right?
Okay.
So it turns out that for the federal law, you can apply for whatever permit you want. And if you qualify, you can probably get the license. But you are under scrutiny, because if it turns out that what you're doing has caused exclusion of product to be offered for sale, then they're going to come in and they're going to fine you. They're going to take your license away, right. and all of that stuff. And so it's one of those things where they're like, here's the law. Don't break it. If you break it, we're going to come slap your hand.
Mm.
And so that's the reason why he was able to get it federally.
Hmm.
But when he started talking with the state, because the state sometimes has regulations against this, he literally sat down with 6 attorneys that represented the state, and they were like, you can't do this. And he said, here's the state regulations. Here's the federal regulations. It seems like if the federal government's willing to issue me the license, that you guys can't stop me.
Wow.
And basically, the reason why he is able to do this is because his whiskey can only be sold from his distillery. He is not allowed to go into distribution and sell it to anyone else.
You're not going to find it in a store.
You're not going to find it in a store.
Okay.
When he goes to whiskey festivals, he has no way to sell it to him. They have to go to his location, and you have to buy it there.
So he can talk about it and everything in an event or something, but he can't sell it.
He cannot sell it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not like me, whenever I go to the event and they go, we're going to get your product. I go, here's a list of the 5 closest liquor stores that you can go pick it up at. He can't do that.
Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ew. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian. No, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from bourbonrolltalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrolltalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. At his distillery, he doesn't have a still, so he's not making his own product. Hmm. He is actually sourcing the product from somebody that he has a non-disclosure with, so okay. He couldn't tell us. I asked him what the state of distillation was, and that was the other unique thing. He was able to get a label approved through the TTB that does not disclose the state of distillation, which for the regular viewers of the show, you know that that's extremely abnormal. Hmm. And I kind of asked him off the record, like, can you tell me who it is? And he's like, no, it's a big deal. Like, I can't even give you any hints about what wow. it is. I don't want to lose this relationship because they normally don't sell barrels. So normally when a company like this buys barrels, they get a list from a barrel broker that might be representing a bunch of different sellers at once. And they go, here's all the barrels that we have. And you can ask for a sample if you want one. And they'll give you one sample from one barrel out of a lot of, say, 500. And then you just tell them how many barrels you want. You don't get to taste the individual barrels before you buy them.
Okay.
But that's not his setup. Whoever he has this relationship with, they let him crawl around in the rickhouse and go, sell me that one, wow. and that one. Which makes for a very interesting opportunity because now blending is a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. You really could purposely select barrels that you were going to blend together to create a really unique experience. Mm. And most people don't have the ability to do that. The other thing he told me is that just to make sure he stays out of trouble with the federal government, as soon as he gets his barrels, he goes ahead and pays the tax on them. And that's interesting because normally you have When you get your license, you literally show them a diagram of your property and you tell them, this is the section that I'm going to put barrels in that I haven't paid taxes on yet. And that's your bonded area. Okay. And whenever you take that barrel out of that bonded area, you're supposed to pay taxes on it. And just to make sure he can move his barrels around and nobody's going to get upset with him, as soon as he gets them, he goes ahead and pays the tax.
Wow.
Which I thought was pretty interesting, and it, you know, reduces his risk of accidentally violating the law. So let's talk a little bit about the whiskey. Okay. It has got the same name as his restaurant, which is Backyard, about half of the dining space.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is actually in an outdoor dining patio, okay. And that's where the little cage is. That's their rickhouse.
All right.
And the one that I have in your glass is a 10-year-old straight bourbon whiskey. And it's actually a component barrel. So he did a blend of two different ages of whiskey, a 7-year and a 10-year.
Okay.
And the blend that he finally selected used more 7 than 10. So after he got done blending the largest batch that he could with the limiting step, he had this left over. And I thought it was really excellent.
Yeah, I've never Never heard of this, of course, being it, you're not going to see it in the store, so.
Yeah, how would you know?
How would you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
unless you go, how did you find it?
So when you own a brand like I do with the Prideful Goat, you have to go to market and you do what they call a ride-along, and you go out into the car with your sales rep and they take you to all the accounts that they sell product to, and they give you the opportunity to taste the decision maker on your product and see if they want to pick your brand up and start carrying it in this case, in their bar.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting here like tasting him on my whiskey. And I'm like, hey, can I try your whiskey? And we started sharing whiskey with each other and stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found this to be so fascinating that I thought this would be a good topic to cover. Just the fact that I thought this was totally illegal. So what do you get on this whiskey?
It's, if I'm describing it correctly, it's the ethanol is really forward on it.
So I'm picking up what you're putting down. This whiskey tastes to me like a fruit roll-up. It tastes like dried fruit to me. Like my wife used to get these organic fruit roll-ups for the kids, and I remember I'd be starving when we'd take them to the water park and I'd eat one. That's what this reminds me of.
Mm.
But this whiskey also has a spice to it.
Yeah.
That is more like capsaicin from like a jalapeno than it is like black pepper or white pepper.
It's covering my whole tongue.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, it's like not one certain area. I've got it on both sides, down the middle, and in the back there. So it's encapsulating everything in my mouth.
Yeah. And I mean, it does have some proof to it. It's, yeah, so there's two versions.
Okay.
So these two are the same, except for this one was double oaked.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this version is 123.4 proof. And the double oak version is 124.4 proof.
Mm-hmm.
The prices on these are $75 for the non-double oaked and $83 for the double oaked. And like I said, dried fruit roll up with capsaicin.
Capsaicin. See, I don't know all those terms. I'm still trying to learn. Okay.
Capsaicin is the compound that makes jalapenos hot.
Hot.
Right.
Right. And but so, just trying to associate that with when I'm tasting something. You know, I'm going to go, boy, that's tangy.
That's spicy.
Yeah. That's
spicy's fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to delineate between, because there's a lot of whiskeys that have rye in their mash bill that have a pepper note.
That's got a much better nose.
Okay. You like the double oak way more.
This one. Butterscotch. Just.
Oh, yeah. The double oak is in there for days. Caramelized wood sugar flavors forever.
That's just.
Now, based on flavor, all right, there's something about this distillate that I believe a pot still is involved.
Okay.
I don't think that this is, you know, traditional column with, you know, a thumper or a doubler, because there's too many congener flavors that have been left in this distillate. However, if it is double pot still distillation, I typically get a chocolate and coffee note.
Okay.
Because the grain solids end up kind of roasting in the distillation process. And I don't taste that. Which leads me to believe that whoever this producer is might be doing what Frey Ranch does, might be doing what Willett does, and doing their first distillation run on a column still, and then finishing the distillation on a pot still, giving them a ton of control to leave a lot of flavors without adding that burnt flavor. Okay.
Okay.
And it would be really, really cool if this did turn out to be Willett. But I have no idea how you could buy 10-year Willett barrels, even if you were best friends with Drew Kroelsvein, the owner, and then release them at these prices at cash strength. Like, that would be absolutely insane. But just for funsies, I would like for you to try my 10-year Willett.
Okay.
That I think has a similar flavor profile. It's also the exact same proof after 10 years. It's also 124.4.
Okay.
So I did this little experiment last night when I was writing the script, and I was like, oh, I should taste these again because I had just eaten some food and maybe my palate was affected.
Right.
And so I was like, I should taste these again. And as soon as I tasted it, I said, man, that reminds me of Willett, right? Now, keep in mind, this Willett Purple Top's like nearly a $400 bottle, like $350 bottle.
Right.
And so even if it's not Willett, which it probably isn't, but even if it's not, it's remarkable that you can get a whiskey at cash strength that's 10 years old that has this flavor profile for $75. I think that's pretty interesting. So, do you see the similarities? It's not the same.
It's not exactly the same, but I can see a similarity, yes. There's something else in this that is delicious, though.
Yeah. I do like the Willett more.
Yeah.
But they're at least in the same same direction. So this forced me to learn even more about Tide House laws. And if you at home ever get the chance and you're going to New Orleans, I highly recommend that you check out The Backyard. It's at 244 West Harrison Avenue in New Orleans, Louisiana. And I recommend that you get the hot sausage, which I thought was going to be like a spicy sausage link, like a hot dog situation. Mm-hmm. But it was actually a hamburger situation, and it was delicious. So I recommend that. And I also mentioned while I was there that I normally didn't order brisket from commercial places because it was too dry for me. And he took that as a challenge and brought me some brisket samples. And I was wrong. The brisket is hot fire. So
All right. You
should be able to pick up just about anything there. And if you are a supporter of the channel and the Prideful Goat, he did pick up the Prideful Goat. So you're more than welcome to go there and order a pour of the Prideful Goat next time you're in town. So, David, every episode we do a free giveaway. And so this time, what we're going to do, because I want people at home to be able to experience what we're talking about on the channel.
Sure. Yeah, that's always good.
I am going to give away 5 1-ounce sample packs. So there's going to be 5 winners on this one. And you're going to get the Backyard 10-Year, the Backyard 10-Year Double Oaked, and a 1-ounce sample of my Willett 10-Year.
Very nice.
And so all you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell to be notified of future content and of future giveaways, because we do one every episode. And most importantly, you've got to go to YouTube, look at the video description, click the link to fill out the web form to register for the free giveaway. We will run a randomizer, post it publicly on the YouTube post. So everything's on the up and up. And then we reach out to the winners, get your address, and ship your samples absolutely for free.
Very cool.
So, David, do you have a Patreon support for your channel?
I do have a Patreon support for my channel.
Well, we do as well, and we try to provide a lot of member benefits. So if you like this content, we'd love for you to consider signing up on Patreon. We do bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, discounts on merch. And you also get the satisfaction of knowing that you support us and the mission of this channel,
right. Which
is a whole lot more than just drinking whiskey. We do a lot of community building and mental health work. We also have our merchandise on our website at bourbonrealtalk.com. And everything that we sell was custom sourced by Lindsay. And we were able to solve a lot of whiskey problems by creating new products that solve common problems for whiskey lovers. So we'd love for you to check that out. And last but not least, I am a real estate agent that practices real estate in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. So if you need a real estate agent, I'd love to interview for the job. And I will warn you, I give away epic bottles as closing gifts.
Nice.
So if any of those three ways to support the channel sounds nice, you can go to the YouTube video, go in the video description. There's links to all the websites. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, we'd love to let you know a little bit about our philosophy. And that is, we're all about bringing people together around whiskey. And that's something that's important to me because I lost my younger brother to suicide. And I was looking for ways to help create community and connection, the type that he was missing from his life. And I saw how whiskey brings people together. And it made me think, maybe if I could get you at home connected to whiskey, whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. When you talk about connection, though, in enthusiast forms, you do have to have some method for them to communicate. And there are a lot of forums out there, but some of them are filled with negative voices and discouraging people. And those people taught us two things. The first was we need to start our own forum. So we have Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based forum that you could go join right now. We've got 30,000 members as of this recording, and there's no drama in there, and everybody's just showing a lot of love and sharing a lot of whiskey, and we do a lot of fundraisers and good things in there. But the second thing that those trolls taught us was that if they can hate strangers, we can love strangers. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. I don't have anything, but there we go. That'll work. Thanks, sir.
Whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face to face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.